and welcome again to another Blessed Woods Bible Message podcast. It's been a good 2 weeks for me. How about you guys? So we're moving into a new year soon. And inevitably, when we start looking at the new year, we think a little bit about the previous year. Where did we have success? Where did we fail? Why did we fail? Why did we have success? What did the old year have for us? What does the new year have for us? As we move into this new year, I want all of you to think about this is the year without fear. We are not going to fear. The devil deals in fear. The devil gets in our way by making us scared of things, making us scared to take those steps forward. And that's being cast away in Jesus' name from your life right now. In Jesus' name, you will not have fear going forward. Now, is fear a sin? Well, we're supposed to fear God. We're supposed to have a healthy fear of God. And what does that fear of God do? That means we fear not being with him. It's not that we fear his wrath. We fear not being in his presence. We fear an eternity in a lake of fire away from God. And again, it's not about fearing God's wrath. God is a loving God. He gave us his only son to die for us. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. He loves us enough that he became flesh in Jesus Christ, his son. Dealt with excruciating pain on a cross for our sins. Psalm 31:19, how great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, which you have wrought for those who take refuge in you before the sons of men. The goodness and the greatness that is God, which is stored up for us that have a healthy fear of being away from him. That healthy fear of missing him. So is fear a sin? No. Yes. Maybe. Fear is a sin when it separates you from God. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and of love and self-control. So if God gave us the spirit not to fear, then we are not to fear. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, if you're scared of a spider, that you're sinning. What this means is this fear preventing you to do God's work? Is this fear preventing you from doing what God has planned for your life? Is God laying out things for you and you can't take that next step because the devil has paralyzed you with fear? Psalm 112, 6 through 8, surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. And in the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. So when you read that, when fear breaks your faith, it is a sin. When you lose trust in the Word of God, that's when fear is a sin. So how do we build that up? We exercise it. We continue to have faith in what God has promised us. When we face fear, we cast fear out because It is the devil, and it's not going to get in our way. Now, nobody's perfect. There was this one guy. He walked on water. He went to the cross for us. He was perfect. Don't get down on yourself. But take the authority that you have in Jesus' name and tell that fear to go elsewhere. Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. He is there. He is holding us up and propping us up if we give him the faith that he deserves. If we put our faith in him, he has a plan for us. We need to trust him. We need to put our faith in the promises of God this year. God has promised us health. 1 Peter 2:24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds, we have been healed. By his wounds, you've been healed. You're healed. Accept and grab your health. It's there for you. When you are sick, start off with claiming, casting the devil out, claiming your health, and then thanking God every day that your health was restored, even if it hasn't completely manifested itself yet. Because even though it didn't manifest itself, you're getting healthier. You just have to claim it and believe it in your heart. God promised us prosperity. Philippians 4:19. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. He will provide our every need. He's not a genie in a bottle, but he's going to take care of us. He's going to be there for us. If you're stressed out, God promised us peace. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, and my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. The king of the world is the small g God, Satan. Jesus does not give to us like the world gives to us. Satan gives, and then he twists. God gives with love, and he takes care of us. Matthew 11:28, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. These are all promises that we can hang our hat on. You can pray these. Lord, I'm coming to you. I am wearied and heavy burdened right now. I'm coming to you to give me rest, Lord. And then claim the rest. Claim that peace. Give it to God and move on. Because once you claim what he has already given us, it's yours. It's been yours all along. You just needed to claim it. God promises to be with us always and to take care of us all the time. Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. Them being of the earth. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. The Lord will provide for all of your needs. He takes care of them. Matthew 10:29-31. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not. Therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Even the hairs on your head, and mine are dwindling. The ones on my chin, they're multiplying. The ones on the top of my head, I think they're going down to my chin. But God knows the numbers of my hairs. God is taking care of my every needs, just like he's taking care of your every needs. He's there for you. Trust in him. I didn't say he was taking care of your wants. He's taking care of your needs. He is there for you. And if we go into those promises of God, those promised things that the Lord gave us in the Bible, and have faith in those things, then we're entering the year of hope. We're leaving the year of fear, and we're going into the year of hope. Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on the wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. When we're living in faith and living in hope of the things that are to come, we're living in God. It's so much easier to look at things. I commented to somebody today, I've never really been a glasses half full kind of guy, but since I met God, my glass is half full. It's more than half full. It's beginning to overflow. And that's where I knew it would go. The Lord doesn't want us to live in fear. The whole reason this podcast came to be, Sunday morning I was sitting in church a couple weeks ago, and I was compelled to look at my phone. And I looked up, what is the most used phrase in the Bible? It said, fear not is the most used phrase in the Bible, 365 times. The next day, I was sitting at home, scrolling through some social media, and I discovered a meme that said exactly what I had just looked up. The most used phrase in the Bible is fear not. Now, I'm not much into coincidences, but I discovered that and I pondered what it meant. 365, that's the number of days in a year. That gives us the year without fear. Every day you can read a verse where God is telling somebody in the Bible, fear not. Every day you can read a verse where God is saying, do not fear. The first one was in Genesis 15:1. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. Starts in Genesis with Abram. He was Abram's shield. He is our shield. We are not to be afraid. And then the last one, Revelation 2:10. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you life as your victor's crown. Do not be afraid. In these end times, Christians are going to be persecuted. These things are going to happen. But do not be afraid. God has you. And then at the end of that, it says, I will give you life as your victor's crown. We have already won. I have read the last chapter of the book. I've mentioned that before. We've already won. Have faith. Mark 5:36, overhearing what Jesus told him, don't be afraid, just believe. Just believe. Those words couldn't be more powerful. Just believe. I had a friend speak at her church a few weeks ago about fear. And she said something that really caught my attention. She said, "Is your faith greater than your fear?" Is your faith, what you believe in your heart, do you believe God will take care of us? Or do you believe that He won't? I personally believe that God is going to take care of us. You just got to have faith in God. So what exactly are you afraid of? Being laughed at? Being looked at funny? Losing something or someone? Sometimes identifying your fear makes it easier to find scriptures you need to overcome them. I'm not telling you to dig. I'm not telling you to sit back and dwell on your fear. But when you're being fearful, when you're having those moments of fear, determine what exactly right now am I afraid of? And then remember, don't let the devil steal your joy. Worry steals your joy. And worrying comes with fear. Fear steals your hope, steals your faith. Don't let fear steal your faith. Matthew 6:34, "Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Absolutely. You can spend all day today worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow. In my experience, tomorrow will come, and that thing that you were worried about the entire night before, it'll be better, worse, maybe not at all, but you took up all of that time worrying about it. It was going to be the same that next day, whether you were up all night worrying about it or not. Go into the Bible and find you one of those 365 fear nots. One of those fear nots fits to defeat that fear and knock that worry out of there and get your joy back. What we may be fearing may not be easy to overcome, but God will be with us the entire way. Psalm 23:4. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." He is with us the whole way. He will take care of us. Don't question it. Don't let the devil shake your faith. And if you do, turn to God's word. Turn to the Bible, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So we need to build that faith back up. Hebrews 11:1. "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the convictions of things not seen." The assurance of things hoped for. Faith and hope go together. Fear and worry go together. Faith in those things that you've hoped for. Have conviction for the things that have been promised, but you haven't seen yet. They haven't materialized. They're coming. They're there. Claim them. They'll manifest themselves. Hebrews 10:23, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." God is faithful. Again, he sent his only son to die for us. He loves us. He is going to take care of us. In Romans 15:13, "I'll pray this with you. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Sometimes when the devil works on us, we need supernatural faith. Pray for that supernatural faith from the Holy Spirit to boost our faith. And the manifestations will come. We need to exercise that faith in trusting God. Our faith in God must be stronger than our fears, because we move past fear by faith. And again, like I said, Romans 10:17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Our faith is built up by reading the Bible, by listening to people preach the Bible, by the word of God. Prayer helps us fight that fear. Pray for confidence. Pray for direction. Pray for and claim the promises of God. And then once you pray for them in Jesus' name and claim them, then praise God because you have them. Claim them in Jesus' name. He died on a cross to give us those promises. 2 Peter 1:4, for by these he has granted us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. He's granted us magnificent promises. Claim them. Romans 4:21, and being fully assured that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. He has promised them, and he is performing them. They are manifesting. They are yours. Claim it and proclaim it. Surround yourself with godly people. They will help build you up. They will strengthen your faith. Iron sharpens iron. 2 Corinthians 6:14, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? Hang out with people that are like-minded in Christ. They're there to build you up. Make this year the year that your faith triumphs over fear. Live in hope and peace as the Lord intended. Lord, we will not allow fear to be stronger than our faith. We will not lose hope in your promises, Lord. Lord, we will turn to your word and build our strength. We will remember daily, 365 times, you said, fear not. Lord, we will derive strength from those Bible verses. We will not fear this year. In Jesus' name, amen. This year, we will adhere to Psalm 55:22. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain me. He will never let the righteous be shaken. In Jesus' name, take those Bible verses, insert your name, and pray them in Jesus' name. You all have a blessed 2 weeks. As we travel into this new year, the year without fear. Remember, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. We're on YouTube. Click like and subscribe. All of you have a blessed 2 weeks. I will see you in 2 weeks.